Oathsworn, Into the Deepwood review the premium storybook Dungeon Crawler on the record. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Oathsworn, Into the Deepwood is a 1-4 player cooperative, dark fantasy campaign game, designer Jamie Jolly. Shadowborn Games, first edition 2021, that splits each of its tilde 21 chapters into two halves, an interactive Choose Your Path storybook, optionally narrated by Game of Thrones actor James Cosmo through a free companion app, and a tense, multi-phase boss encounter fought against a giant 100-plus monster on a hex map. Its signature mechanic is push your luck, exploding dice you can swap to a might card deck for less swing, where defense divides rather than subtracts your damage. It is premium, it is heavy in every sense, and for groups who want story and combat in one box, it is close to best in class. 1, 2, 3, I am Margot, the archivist. I do not gush, I keep the ledger. So let me file Oathsworn plainly. This is one of the most ambitious crowdfunded board games of its generation, and the rare one that mostly delivers on the hype. It wants to be two things at once, a branching dark fantasy novel and a brutal miniatures boss rush, and it stitches them together with an exploding dice combat engine that turns every attack into a gamble. What follows is the full account. The box, the storybook, the dice math, the giant minis, the price question, a real first chapter strategy, and because myths travel faster than facts, the printing and availability record set straight. Every load-bearing claim is footnoted and dated. 1-3 if this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is Oathsworn? Into the Deepwood. Oathsworn is a cooperative legacy-style campaign for 1-4 players, set in a doomed frontier called the Deepwood, where a ragged free company, the Oathsworn, fights to hold the line against the forest and the unnatural things inside it. Shadowborn Games describes it as a dark fantasy RPG meets miniatures game that, for the first time, fuses a novel-sized interactive storybook with tabletop monster battles. Mechanically, it is a twisting tales game. You read or listen to branching narrative, choose your own path across beautifully rendered maps, gather allies and loot, and then resolve the chapter's climax as a scripted boss encounter. It is designed by Jamie Jolly and published by Shadowborn Games, with a first edition delivered in 2021. Player count is 1-4, age is 14+, and a single chapter runs roughly 30 to 90 minutes depending on how much you explore and how long the fight drags. The full campaign is about 21 chapters. 1-2-3 The vital statistics 1-4 players ages 14+, 30 to 90 minutes per chapter tilde 21 chapter campaign board game, geek weight 3.695. Medium heavy. Designer Jamie Jolly Shadowborn Games first edition 2021. Why people compare it to Gloomhaven like Gloomhaven? It is a big box cooperative campaign with persistent progression and tactical combat. Unlike Gloomhaven, its identity is the storybook and the boss fights. There are no procedurally similar dungeon rooms. Every chapter ends in one handcrafted encounter. How does the storybook and branching narrative actually work? Before any miniature touches the table, you play the story phase. This is the part Shadowborn is proudest of. A hardback novel-sized interactive book, or the same text read aloud by the companion app, that presents your hunt as a choose-your-path adventure. You travel the Deepwood on illustrated maps, hit numbered story entries and make decisions, who to trust, which route to take, whether to risk an ambush for a reward. The free companion app layers in atmospheric narration by Game of Thrones actor James Cosmo, plus a soundtrack and a time clock tracker, though the app is strictly optional, the book stands on its own. Be clear-eyed about one thing reviewers consistently flag: the branching is more textured than it is forked. Your choices reliably change what resources, allies, and starting conditions you bring into the coming fight, and they color the telling, but the campaign's spine bends back to the same major beats. Treat it as a richly reactive novel rather than a fully divergent one, and you will not be disappointed. 245 The narrator is a genuine name, James Cosmo, Dior Mormont in Game of Thrones, voices the companion app narration. It is free, optional, and the single fastest way to sell the table on the mood. Manage the illusion of choice, expectation age of miniatures notes that narratively, every path leads to the same outcome, with story decisions mattering mostly for tokens and avoiding ambushes. That's a feature if you want a told story, a frustration if you wanted a sandbox. How does the exploding dice combat engine work? Here is the heart of the machine, and the part you must understand before buying. Each encounter is a tactical fight on a hex board. You manage your abilities through a clever Euro-style cooldown system the designers call Battleflow. When you use an ability card, it goes into a cooldown slot, and the only way to cycle it back into your hand is to play other cards that shunt it around the board. So you are constantly choosing tempo, burn your best move now, or set up the rotation that gets it back. When you actually strike, you resolve damage one of two ways, and this is Oathsworn's masterstroke for table fit. Roll exploding dice, criticals trigger extra rolls and let damage spiral gloriously. For maximum push your luck thrill, or draw from a might card deck of the same color tiers for a lower variance, more strategic read of the odds. Same expected output, different appetite for chaos. The twist that trips up newcomers, defense is divided into your damage, not subtracted. Against a target with 3 defense, you need 6 plus to land 2 wounds. That is why a dazzling chain of crits can still bounce off a heavily armored boss for a single point, and why aiming for soft locations and stacking bonuses matters more than raw dice. Roll 2 or more blanks and the whole attack whiffs. 2, 4, 5, 6. The roster of boss miniatures scaled against human silhouettes, from the giant rat and witch to the kraken and other deepwood horrors, including one very secret encounter. Defense divides, it does not subtract damage defense, rounded down equals wounds. To beat 3 defense, you need 6 plus for 2 wounds. Internalize this on chapter 1, or you'll feel cheated by your own great rolls. Dice versus might cards is a real lever. Reviewers who dislike randomness switch to the might deck for tighter information. Thrill seekers keep the exploding dice. You can mix by player. Decide as a group before chapter 1. The one honest knock on Combat Meeple Mountain's critique is fair. You might pull off an incredible chain of unlikely critical hits, but only do 1 damage if an enemy has a particularly high defense. Manage that swing or it stings. The famous 100 boss minis. And what's really in the box, the reason Oathsworn became a Kickstarter legend, is sitting in sealed boxes inside the bigger box. Encounters are built around giant 100 plus boss miniatures, towering, multi-piece sculpts that you do not see until the story tells you to crack the seal. The core game ships with 27 Oathsworn player ally miniatures and 70 plus large enemy miniatures, the latter hidden across the 2 included mystery chests, so that each monster is a genuine reveal at the table. There's a catch worth knowing. Because the bosses are mystery locked, you can't pre-paint your collection. You meet the sculpt and the story simultaneously, which is wonderful for drama and mildly annoying for hobbyists. The player models use a push-to-fit armory system that lets you physically swap weapons to match in-game loadouts. Reviewers love the idea but note the arms can feel a touch flimsy. The second printing pre-glues most of the body to tighten that fit. Rounding out the box, modular terrain, the hardback storybook, the encounter boards, the dice and might decks, character and enemy cards, and the tokens that drive battle flow. There is also a budget-friendly standee edition that swaps the minis for cardboard standees at a far lower price and far smaller footprint. The value pick if shelf space or cost is your constraint. 124 core box, by the numbers 27 Oathsworn miniatures, 70 plus large enemy miniatures, hidden in 2 mystery chests, 21 chapters of story modular terrain hardback storybook dice plus might decks. Mystery minis equals no pre-painting if you paint, except that bosses must be revealed in campaign first. Many groups paint the Oathsworn up front and leave the monsters as just-in-time projects between sessions. Standee edition exists for a reason. The official standee version trades the 100 minis for standees at a much lower price and far smaller storage demand. Reviewers explicitly recommend it for value and shelf space. Is it worth the premium
price?
Short answer: yes, if your group will actually run a long cooperative campaign and you value story as much as tactics. Otherwise, the price and footprint will haunt you. What you get for the money is roughly 20 plus chapters of authored content, dozens of monster sculpts you can't see coming, a fully voiced narration option, and combat with genuine mechanical novelty. The critical consensus is unusually warm. Tabletop Gaming rated it a must play, and wrote that there is no game which more obviously invites Gloomhaven comparisons. And you know what? It measures up amazingly. While Beastie Geeks called it, quite possibly the finest story-driven campaign experience we've ever encountered. On BoardGameGeek it holds around 9.3, one of the highest scores for any game with thousands of ratings. The honest caveats: combat's defense division can blunt your big swings, the narrative is more guided than branching, and the box is a logistical commitment. Value verdict: a confident buy for committed cooperative campaign groups. Consider the cheaper standee edition if minis or money are the sticking point. Skip it if you want short, fully divergent, low setup play. 356. The full component spread. 68x48cm encounter board, 1200 plus cards, dice, tokens, custom trays, spiral bound storybooks, and rulebooks. The Critics Ledger Tabletop Gaming. Must play. Beastie Geeks. The finest story driven campaign experience we've ever encountered. Board Game Geek. 9.310, among the highest for any game with 1000 plus votes. Budget the table. Not just the wallet reviewers flag real storage and cleanup demands, dense components, big box, per session reset. Confirm you have the shelf and the patience before the minis box, not after. How to play your first chapter well. Margot's field notes for a clean opening, drawn from how the system actually rewards play. 1. Do the story phase with intent. Your choices mostly convert into tokens, allies, and starting position for the fight. So optimize for combat readiness and dodge needless ambushes rather than chasing the good ending. 2. Pick the narration once and commit. Turn on James Cosmo's app reading for the table's first chapter to set the tone, then decide if you keep it. 3. Settle dice versus might before you fight, ideally per player. Risk-tolerant hands take exploding dice, planners take the might deck, and nobody relitigates it mid-encounter. 4. Respect the cooldown. Battle flow punishes dumping your best card early, so think two turns ahead about how a card rotates back into your hand before you spend it. 5. Red defense first, then aim, because damage divides by defense. Target soft locations, stack bonuses, and combine attacks to clear a wound threshold instead of nibbling. 1 coordinated 6 damage strike beats 3 scattered 2s into 3 defense armor. 6. Enemies telegraph. You'll usually know who gets hit and when, so use that to pre-position, bait the AI, and set up the kill rather than reacting. 7. Don't fear a loss. Oathsworn expects you to feel pressure, and an early defeat is part of the arc, not a campaign ender. 4-5-6. The core game box flanked by the 2 Mystery Crate expansions, displaying its seal of excellence and Board Game Geek 8.8 honors. Pre-position to the telegraph age of miniatures notes, players almost always know who is going to be attacked and when. That predictability is a tool. Move before the swing, not after. Think in thresholds, not hits against high defense locations. Coordinate so a single attack clears a damage threshold. 6 versus 3 def equals 2 wounds. Scattering small hits into armor is how groups stall out on chapter 1. Printings and availability, the record, myths corrected, let me set the date straight, because rumor outruns fact here. There are 2 printings. Now the corrections. Myth, first edition buyers got cheated by the second printing. Reality. The second edition is a refinement, not a different game, updated rulebooks and cards, 6 chapters tightened from feedback, and pre-glued HIPS player models for a better armory fit. The rules errata and content changes were released digitally for free so first edition owners aren't left behind. Myth. Oathsworn is a normal retail boxed game you grab off Amazon's shelf any week. Reality. It is fundamentally a crowdfunded, limited print product distributed through Shadowborn, GameFound / Kickstarter pledges, and a rotating set of board game retailers. Stock comes and goes, and prices float with availability. Myth, the Mystery Chest or Armory expansion is on Amazon. Reality, those are pledge retailer items. The Amazon results that look like add-ons are typically third-party insert organizers, not Shadowborn content, buy the components only from the game's own channels. Choose your edition by what you can actually find at a fair price. Both play essentially the same campaign. 178. The 2 campaigns' dated availability is real. Watch the price because it's print run limited and crowdfunded rather than mass retail. Copies cycle in and out and secondary prices spike. First edition owners, your covered second edition rules card improvements were released as free digital errata. The upgrade pack, pre-glued minis, etc., is optional polish, not a required repurchase. Final verdict. Oathsworn, Into the Deepwood earns its premium. It is the rare crowdfunded epic that delivers on both halves of its promise. A genuinely atmospheric, James Cosmo-narrated dark fantasy storybook, bolted to a tactically rich boss rush with one of the cleverest, tune-your-own-luck, combat engines in the hobby. But for a cooperative group that will actually run the 20-plus chapter campaign, it sits near the top of the narrative dungeon crawler heap. A tilde 9.3 on Board Game Geek is not an accident. Buy the miniatures core, Amazon ASINB 0BJ6644PX. If you want the full 100m spectacle and have the shelf for it, take the official standee edition if money or space is tight. And on the printing question, relax, both editions play the same game, and second edition improvements reached first edition owners as free digital errata. Just confirm a fair price from a reputable seller, because this is a limited print title whose availability comes and goes. Frequently asked questions. What is Oathsworn, Into the Deepwood? A 1-4 player cooperative dark fantasy campaign game by Jamie Jolly, Shadowborn Games, first edition 2021. Each of its -21 chapters pairs an interactive Choose Your Path storybook with a multi-phase boss encounter fought on a hex map, using a push your luck exploding dice, or might card, combat system. How many players and can I play solo? It plays 1-4 players and fully supports solo and two-handed play. It's a cooperative game, so beating the AI-driven bosses is the shared goal. Age rating is 14+. How long is a session and the full campaign? A single chapter runs roughly 30 to 90 minutes depending on how much you explore and how long the boss fight lasts. The complete campaign is about 21 chapters, so it's a many evenings commitment. How does the exploding dice combat work? When you attack, you either roll exploding dice, criticals trigger extra rolls and let damage snowball, or draw from a might card deck for lower variance. Crucially, a target's defense divides your damage rather than subtracting it. You need 6 damage to deal 2 wounds to 3 defense, and rolling 2 or more blanks fails the attack outright. What is Battleflow? Battleflow is the Euro-style cooldown system. Used ability cards go into cooldown slots, and you can only return them to your hand by playing other cards that rotate them around the board. It forces you to plan tempo instead of spamming your best moves. What's in the core box? The miniatures core box includes 27 Oathsworn player ally miniatures, 70 plus large enemy miniatures hidden in 2 mystery chests, all 21 chapters of the hardback interactive storybook, modular terrain, encounter boards, the dice and might decks, and the cards and tokens that run combat. Are the boss miniatures really 100m? Yes, the bosses are giant 100m plus multi-piece sculpts, and they stay sealed in mystery chests until the story reveals them, so each monster is a surprise at the table. That also means you can't pre-paint the bosses before you meet them in the campaign. Who narrates the companion app? Game of Thrones actor James Cosmo voices the optional, free companion app narration, which also adds a soundtrack and a time tracker. The hardback storybook works completely without the app if you'd rather read. Is there a cheaper version? Yes. Shadowborn offers an official standee edition that replaces the 100 miniatures with cardboard standees at a substantially lower price and much smaller footprint. Reviewers explicitly recommend it for value and shelf space. The campaign plays the same. Is the first or second edition better? They play essentially the same campaign. The second edition, 2022 Kickstarter, refined the rulebook and several cards, tightened 6 chapters from feedback, and pre-glued the player models for a better armory fit. Those rules card improvements were released as free digital errata, so first edition owners aren't left behind. Buy whichever you can find at a fair price. Where can I buy it and why is it hard to find? It's a crowdfunded, limited print game distributed through Shadowborn, GameFound/Kickstarter pledges, and select board game retailers rather than mass retail, so stock cycles in and out and secondary prices spike. How does it compare to Gloomhaven? Gloomhaven is a tactics-first room-by-room dungeon crawler with the deepest scenario tree. Oathsworn is a story-first boss rush where each chapter is a narrated hunt ending in one handcrafted giant monster fight. Tabletop gaming put it bluntly, Oathsworn invites the Gloomhaven comparison and measures up amazingly.